Life is super busy and can be full of stressors. And sometimes it's really easy to forget that we have a little bit of power to reduce that stress. We can do that by moving our bodies more. And it doesn't have to be by running a 5K or doing a marathon or doing a really intense HIIT workout class. We can simply put some music on and dance it out. Or maybe go for a walk. It just feels good to move your body. But if you need more reason than just feeling good to get active, you need to keep listening. Hey there, and welcome to Be Well with Steph, the podcast. This is the show for you if you believe that personal wellness can be an actively pursued goal, and you're ready to tackle building healthier daily habits with a little bit of good humor, a little bit of grace, and a little bit of coffee. I'm Steph, I'm your wellness and nutrition coach and your host, and I want to make it really clear. You're not expected to be or live perfectly here. Lord knows I don't. After battling diet culture and then learning to navigate the world of wellness culture myself, I know a few things are true. One, it doesn't have to be complicated to be effective. Two, you are capable of creating a lifestyle you love. And three, you have everything you need to start doing that today inside your own beautiful self. On this show, we'll talk about nourishing yourself, moving your body, getting a good night's sleep, caring for your mental health, being in community, and maintaining day-to-day practices that make you feel good. I'm here to help empower you to create and maintain a lifestyle of wellness that gives you the strength, energy, and confidence to go after your wildest dreams. There are real scientific, biological, physiological ways that exercise actually does boost your mood. And there are some mindset things in there too. But the first way is that exercising releases endorphins. When you exercise, your body goes through some changes. And one of those changes is the release of endorphins. As you start moving and working out, your brain starts to sense that your body is doing something that's exciting or maybe a little bit challenging. And in response, it releases hormones into your bloodstream. Now, that happens for a few reasons. One is that it reduces pain. When you exercise, especially if it is a more intense workout, your muscles and your joints might experience some level of discomfort, or they might have a strain to them. And in response to that physical stress that your body is under, your brain releases endorphins, which act as like natural painkillers. Endorphins bind to specific receptors in your brain and on your spinal cord that reduce your perception of pain, making you feel more comfortable while you work out. Now imagine if you are stressed out. If you are stressed from life circumstances, not physical stress of exercise, but you're stressed from like life. If you exercise and work out, your brain is still going to release those endorphins, which start to combat that other kind of stress too. Physical activity, especially when it gets your heart rate up, it sounds weird, but can actually trigger a little bit of a stress response in your body, a little bit of a fight or flight response. You know, that ancient survival mechanism that prepares your body to face a challenge or to escape a threat. Well, when you work out, it puts your body a little bit into that physical state. And as a part of that response, your brain releases endorphins that help you deal with the stress and anxiety that might come with exercise. And that allows you to keep going and to push through the workout. Now, once the endorphins are released, they travel to your brain and they bind to those receptors, like we said. And that binding process sends a signal to your brain that we're better. We're feeling okay. We might be feeling happier. We're no longer in danger. And that's why after a good workout, a lot of people experience a sense of joy or that runner's high, or they just feel a little more content or a little bit less stressed. It's not just because you got yourself tired or because you distracted yourself. It is literally because your body is releasing hormones that are combating the stress that you're feeling. And the best part is that they don't just boost your mood during that time of exercise, but their effects can last for long after the workout is done. And that's why so many people feel happier or more relaxed just in general throughout their week when they have been physically active on a routine basis. Or if somebody works out, exercises, goes for a walk first thing in the morning, they might still be feeling more sense of calm or control come afternoon or evening because those endorphins have still done their job. So the more you exercise, the more endorphins your brain releases, the better you're going to feel overall. Plus, regular exercise has all those other health benefits, you know, like improving your heart health, reducing stress, keeping your body in good shape by keeping your muscles and your joints strong and supporting your bones, all that good stuff. Now, remember, you don't have to do intense workouts in order to get the benefits of those endorphins. Even moderate exercise, like walking or light stretching, can still trigger the release of those feel-good chemicals. Now, in addition to endorphins, we have cortisol in our body. Exercise reduces cortisol, which is our stress hormone. During exercise, your brain releases some cortisol. It sounds kind of counterintuitive, like we're saying. Your body, you're feeling stressed out. You stress your body more physically with exercise. More stress hormones come out in response. But that stress hormone, cortisol, plays a crucial role in helping your body to cope with the physical and mental stress. So here's why your brain releases cortisol when you exercise. The first part is stress adaptation. When you engage in physical activity, your body perceives that as a form of stress. So even though you started running because you were stressed out, running also stresses your body. So does lifting weights or doing any other type of exercise. And so your body experiences an increased demand for energy and for all of your other physiological responses to be heightened. Think about the way your heart rate increases and your breathing increases. So in response to your physical stress, your brain sends signals to your glands, your adrenal glands, to release cortisol. Cortisol helps regulate energy during exercise or your metabolism. So it stimulates the release of glucose or sugar into your bloodstream to give your body fuel. And it's super important if you have more intense workouts where your muscles need more energy or more fuel. But cortisol also has anti-inflammatory properties. So while inflammation is a natural part of the body's healing process, think you sprain your ankle, it naturally inflames. That's okay. That's part of its healing process. Excessive inflammation can lead to discomfort, hinder recovery, or cause other diseases. Cortisol helps to reduce inflammation that allows your body to recover more effectively after exercise. It also helps with regulating your blood pressure. During exercise, your heart rate and your blood pressure increase in order to meet the demands of blood flowing to your muscles. Cortisol helps to maintain blood pressure levels within a healthy range during physical activity. And then the last one there is endorphin control. Like we said earlier, exercise triggers the release of endorphins, which can make you feel good and reduce pain. Cortisol helps to regulate the effects of the endorphins so you don't get extreme highs or extreme lows in your mood during and after exercise. Kind of keeps things stable. So we call cortisone the stress hormone, not because it stresses you out, but because it understands how to deal with stress in the body. And while cortisol has super beneficial effects during exercise, we don't want our cortisol levels to be chronically elevated because that's like saying we're living in ongoing stress, chronic stress, which we don't want our body systems to be chronically stressed all the time. And we don't want cortisol to be doing things in our bodies it doesn't need to be doing. We want it to be combating stress appropriately, whether that is stress from our lives or stress from physical activity. So if we have like prolonged periods of stress or constantly elevated cortisol levels, those things can be associated with like weight gain. Sometimes people say like, I'm eating well, I'm exercising, I don't understand why I'm gaining weight. Sometimes it can be because of that prolonged release of the stress hormone. It could be because it could affect our immune system if your body's continually under a stress-like response and other health conditions. But when we exercise, we utilize that cortisol. So if we are living in a stress response, but we're not exercising, we're not releasing the endorphins, we're not allowing cortisol to do its job in our body in order to keep things regulated. So I hope this makes sense. You got to let me know. I'd love some email feedback or some podcast or Instagram feedback on this podcast, because it's much more scientific and technical than what we usually talk about. But I think it's important, because if we agree that knowledge is power, we have to inform ourselves with good knowledge. So it's not enough for me to just say to you, oh, you should exercise, it'll make you feel better. That shouldn't be enough for you. I hope you're not taking advice from people just because it sounds quick and is delivered well. We want to make sure that we understand what's happening in our bodies and that we're treating our bodies appropriately. And that's why, too, that sometimes we discourage people from doing a lot of really high impact exercise. You have to be really cautious about the amount of HIIT workouts you do, or super long distance running, things like that, because of the stress response it can cause in your body and your hormone levels that can become unregulated. So what we're talking about is saying, I'm feeling stressed out, or I am feeling a low mood. I'm feeling some depression creeping in. I'm going to try to first combat those things naturally by moving my body, going for a walk, stretching, allowing cortisol to help take care of some of the stress in my body, and allowing my brain to release endorphins that are going to naturally get rid of some of my pain and discomfort. There's a mindset piece here, in that exercise also provides a sense of accomplishment. So if we feel lousy and we sit around and we keep feeling lousy, it's really easy to spiral into that I don't feel well and I'm not doing anything well kind of scenario. When we exercise, we've taken an action. We've done something toward making ourselves feel better that we can celebrate a small win around. Setting goals and reaching them can help provide you with a sense of accomplishment, a sense of pride that can help improve your mood and your overall well-being. And when we notice that we did that thing that was hard, that thing that was helpful, and we take a minute to tell our brain, yeah, you did a good thing right there, we lock in our brain's acknowledgement of its ability to do good for ourselves. We're much more inclined to do more good for ourselves then. So we always want to remember to set goals that are realistic, goals that are smart and manageable. And you can go back to some previous episodes if you want some help with manageable goals. But setting a goal and working toward it gives a sense of direction, gives a sense of purpose. When you make progress and you get closer to achieving it, you feel some forward movement. You feel, again, that sense of accomplishment. And it does require effort, requires perseverance. Maybe it requires learning new skills or going outside our comfort zone or finding time we didn't think that we had. But that process of overcoming challenges and obstacles is going to help us grow. It's going to help us develop as individuals, help us build some personal achievement, and create more things that we can feel pride around. Plus, accomplishing a goal actually does trigger the release of neurotransmitters like dopamine in our brain, those feel-good hormones that provide us with pleasure, that tell us that we've been rewarded. So, you know, our brains are super smart, but we can also trick them a little bit. And just by setting a small goal and accomplishing it, you can release a little bit of dopamine that's going to kind of kickstart you into picking yourself up. There's also a lot of research and information around the importance of community on our mental health and the importance of social interaction. Sometimes it's our family, it could be coworkers or a friend group, but as life progresses, communities change a lot. People move, interests change, friends grow apart, and that can leave people, of course, not feeling like their best selves or not feeling like they have connections that would help them to thrive. Exercise is a great opportunity to not only release the right chemicals in your brain, but to provide opportunity for more social interaction or more support. Joining a fitness class, finding a walking buddy, playing on a sports team, all of these things can help you to work on your health goals in collaboration with others, have a little bit more fun, a little bit more mental stimulation while you do them, which are all going to help to boost your mood overall. Exercise is not just good for your body, it is good for your mind as well. And incorporating regular physical activity, no matter how small, into your routine can boost your mood, reduce stress and anxiety, and improve your overall mental health. Now I've got a list of a few fun, low-risk ways for you to start moving your body. Are you ready? We're going to run down this list. You're going to get your family and friends involved. And here we go. Number one, you throw a dance party. It can be in your living room on your own, or it can be with your kids and one of their favorite songs. It can be while you're getting ready to go somewhere, but you are going to crank up your favorite tunes and you are going to dance like no one is watching. Number two, go on a walking adventure, a leisurely stroll in a nearby park or a nature trail. You can make it more exciting by finding a new park or a new path, or you could challenge yourself to find the most unusual looking tree or a certain number of red birds. Number three, hula hoop extravaganza. I'm listening to this and laughing at this list because Elisa helped me put some of this list together. This is hilarious. Hula hoop extravaganza. You grab a hula hoop, see how long you can keep it going for. Challenge your family and friends. Go back and forth. Have one on you when you're hanging out in the backyard or when you're grilling dinner. It just gets your body to move, okay? Number four, play a game of follow the leader with your kids. With your friends, somebody come up with something creative or silly to do. This does not have to just be for kids. You as a full grown adult can also do things that spark joy or that make you laugh or make you laugh at yourself. Have somebody take turns and have somebody make a path across the yard and everybody else follow. And then somebody else go and maybe you're jumping, spinning, leaping, climbing, crawling, crab walking. Use your body in different ways. There are other ideas that we're going to include in the blog post for this episode. We've got 8 ideas total. So really encourage you to go and check out the blog and extended show notes that goes with this episode. It is bewellwithsteph.com. And then you'll go to blog or bewellwithsteph.com/blog. And you will see it right on the top there, how getting active can improve your mental health. And we have lots more ideas for you right there. If you have the desire on your heart to be more active, if you've had a big goal of getting more movement, getting more exercise for a while, but you aren't sure really how to break that down or put it into practice so that it fits with your regular day-to-day life, so you can actually see yourself making progress and celebrate those wins, I think you should give me a call or you should send me a message, because working on other healthy habits other than nutrition is something that I do with women all the time. So we can figure out what it is that you are really looking for when you think about exercise. Are you thinking about strength building? Are you thinking about mental health? Are you thinking about weight management? What are you looking for when it comes to exercise? What does your day-to-day life look like? How can we break down goals that are smart and that are going to get you making progress, boosting your mood, and feeling good really soon? You can find that information by heading over to bewellwithsteph.com/workwithme, or you can always send me a DM on Instagram, and I am totally happy to chat about your options for one-on-one, group, and online coaching. Thank you so much for listening to Be Well with Steph, the podcast. When there are a million things that you could be doing, I appreciate your choosing to hang out here, and I am proud of you for continuing to work on your own wellness journey. I invite you to head over to bewellwithsteph.com for the details from this episode, my blog, upcoming events, and lots of other resources. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love to hear from you. I'm Be Well With Steph everywhere you like to hang out on social media, so come on over and say hi. Until next time, my friends, be well.